May is Mental Health Awareness Month. That's why the Indianapolis native, musician, and activist Taylor Hall chose the month of May to release her latest collection of songs titled Cheaper Than Therapy. During a recent conversation with Hall, she told me that she hopes the project will help to destigmatize mental health and provide her fans with a message of hope.
You're releasing this during Mental Health Awareness Month, and there's a tie in there, correct?
Yes.
Tell me what that is.
So for me, music has been my outlet for my mental health, and I have a background of my mom is a therapist and my dad does music. He's a singer-songwriter. So music has always been my therapy and my journal. So for my mental health, I've written songs and released them. And with my last, like, biggest song, What I Choose, I had so many people reach out of how it's impacted their lives and their mental health and what they were going through. So I thought tying in positive messaging during Mental Health Awareness Month would make sense.
Finding the good in the bad moments, even when it seems impossible. Finding the strength to go on and keep pushing through every obstacle. Having the faith that all of these lessons will make me unstoppable. Crafting my pain with stories and melodies, making them beautiful.
How has music helped you cope with these issues?
It's gotten me through a lot of dark periods in my life. I moved to LA when I was a fresh 21 years old, and I had never really been on my own. Like, I went to college, but I went to college here in Indiana, so it wasn't, like, too far. But, like, going to LA by myself, I was away from all of my family, all of my friends, everything that I've ever known. I don't want to quote my own song lyrics, but, like, I had days, like, where I was down and, like, I had a hard time, like, getting up in the morning or wanting to go out or wanting to just make it through the day. And songwriting was a thing that got me out of the house, was going to the studio at least once or twice a day and writing about what I was going through to get myself out of those dark pits, whether it be like adulting, being alone, relationships, all of those things.
So many things to choose from, so many ways I could go. Sometimes I feel like I'm floating, searching for pieces of home. Don't know the direction, but I feel my soul guiding me to what feels like steps back home, starting to look like.
Is there a song on the EP that for you really embodies and encompasses this theme?
I would say Silver Line is the song that really embodies that, because like the messaging is like finding light, that silver line, the hope that I can get through this one more time. And that song I played on repeat when I was going through struggles and things throughout my life. And that song has really gotten me through like dark patches.
Been feeling like I'm blown through all my days. I get down, don't really want to show my face. Hard not to get stuck in the dark, waiting on my silver line.
What do you hope people take away from this EP, not just musically, but in relationship to the theme? What do you hope that this gives listeners in their lives?
I hope that it shows people that there's other outlets. Like if you can't afford therapy or you can't afford to talk to someone, that's really the theme of Cheaper Than Therapy, is that so many people don't have access to therapy or to resources to better their mental health. So it's, you can use different outlets to express what you're going through. And also, the lyrical theme of a lot of my songs is like, keep going, keep pushing. Like, you will get through this. You will get to the light. You will get to the other side if you're battling depression or battling internal voices in your head. Like, you will get through it. So keep going. That's the main message, is keep going. You got this.
For WFYI, I'm Kyle Long.